WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful brains. Welcome back to Dopamine Hacker, your daily dose of brain-boosting wisdom. I'm Sienna Cruz, and let's be real, life can feel like a constant tug of war between our desires for instant gratification and the long-term goals that actually matter. But guess what? You have the power to hack your own happiness, one tiny change at a time. Today we're diving deep into something super important. Your physical health. I know, it might sound a little boring compared to all those mind-bending tricks, but trust me on this one. Your body is your temple, and taking care of it is the ultimate hack for feeling good, inside and out. Ready to level up your well-being? Let's get into 5 simple habits that can seriously rock your world. First up, ditch the elevator and embrace the stairs. I'm talking about those glorious flights of stairs you see every day. It might seem like a small thing, but climbing those stairs instead of hitting that button is like a mini workout disguised as everyday life. You're boosting your heart rate, strengthening those leg muscles, and getting your blood pumping. And the best part? You can sneak in these little bursts of activity throughout your day just by making the conscious choice to choose the stairs over the elevator. Next, let's talk about hydration. Seriously, you're not a cactus, people. You need water. It's like magic for your body. It keeps everything running smoothly, helps flush out toxins, and even boosts your energy levels. Aim to keep that water bottle handy throughout the day. Speaking of energy, ditch those afternoon sugar crashes and opt for a healthy snack instead. Think fruits, nuts, or maybe even some Greek yogurt. You know that feeling when you hit that wall in the afternoon, reach for a sugary treat, then crash harder than ever. Yeah, we've all been there. But swapping those processed snacks for something nutritious keeps your energy levels stable and prevents those dreaded slumps. Now, let's get real about sleep. I know it's tempting to stay up late scrolling through that endless feed, but trust me, your body and your brain will thank you for prioritizing sleep. Aim for at least 7 hours of quality shut-eye every night. That means creating a relaxing bedtime routine, ditching the screens an hour before bed, and making sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. You'll wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to conquer the day. And finally, move that body. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, even a brisk walk around the block can make a world of difference. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing, yoga, swimming, or simply taking the stairs instead of the elevator. The key is to find movement that feels good for your body and makes you feel alive. Ever feel like your phone has become its own little black hole, sucking up all your time and energy? You know that feeling when you look up from scrolling and realize hours have vanished? Well, I've been there. But here's the thing, taking control of our digital habits is a powerful way to reclaim our focus and boost our overall well-being. Think about it like this. Your phone is a tool, just like a hammer or a screwdriver. It can be incredibly useful, but it can also be misused if we let it. So how do we use our phones in a way that benefits us instead of draining us? Let me share a quick story. Remember that feeling when you used to get lost in a good book for hours? You knew what was happening on every page, felt the characters' emotions, and lived vicariously through their adventures. Imagine your phone as a portal to those kinds of experiences, learning new things, connecting with people who inspire you, or even exploring creative outlets. That's the power we have when we consciously choose how we use our devices. And remember, it's all about balance. You don't need to go cold turkey and delete your social media accounts, although that might be tempting. Start by setting small, achievable goals. Maybe you limit your phone time during certain hours of the day or create designated phone-free zones in your home. The key is to find what works for you and make those conscious choices that align with your well-being. You've got this. Remember, friends, taking care of your physical health isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling your absolute best. It's about having the energy to chase your dreams, connect with loved ones, and make every day an adventure. So let's keep those bodies moving, those minds sharp, and those spirits soaring. Until tomorrow, keep packing your happiness one step at a time. Don't forget to share your thoughts, stories, or any awesome tips you have for staying healthy and feeling great. You can find me on Instagram at dopaminehacker. Let's connect and keep this journey amazing together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.